Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. This Mishnah really picks up where the last one left off. It says, Echad halokeach ve'echad amocher, yesh lehen ona. Both when it comes to someone buying and one selling merchandise, the rules of ona apply, meaning you can't over or undercharge. It applies both if you're the purchaser and you got overcharged, or if you're the salesperson and you got too little money for your goods, whether on purpose, meaning you just agreed to a terrible deal, or as an accident, you know, you missed 1-0 on the cash register. Kshem she'ona lehedyot kach ona letagar. And says the Mishnah further, it applies both if the person doing the buying or selling is just a regular layman, or if he is a tagar, like a merchant, a professional, like so someone who's like a wholesaler and he's, you know, buying and selling merchandise all the time, he knows full well the prices. Even so, says the Tanakhama here, if the merchant, even if he knows the prices well, ends up agreeing to a very bad deal, he can then turn around and say this was fraudulent or exploitatious and not fair, and I want to undo it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein ona letagar. He says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since he's an expert as a merchant and he knows the price of this particular commodity very well, he can't claim later on that he didn't know what he was doing or he made a mistake. No. If he agreed to that price, that means he obviously was waiving his rights. He knew and he agreed to waive them. So that's not called ona. Ona is like when you exploit someone and take advantage of them. He wasn't taken advantage of because he understood with his eyes wide open exactly a fair price, and obviously he needed the money for some reason, and therefore agreed to make this, you know, this deal, which is very favorable in behalf of the person who was selling to him or buying from him, but he has no claim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. However, that's not the halacha. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that indeed ona applies both to the buyer and the seller in the transaction, even if he is an expert in terms of the understanding of the value of these things. Misha hutal alav, as for the person upon whom this, I'll call this fraud, was foisted, meaning the guy who got the bad short end of the stick, the bad deal, yado al heliona, he has the upper hand, meaning ratza, if he wants to retract the transaction, Omerlo, he's allowed to say, Tenli ma'osai, give me my money back, o tenli masha onesani, or at least give me back the amount that you over or undercharge me, so we get a fair deal. He has his options. Okay, he can do one or the other. Now, our Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, holds that already at the threshold of a sixth, this kicks into play, whereby the person who got defrauded has his options. He can cancel the transaction, or he can demand his money back from 1/6 exactly. Now, the halacha doesn't follow this Mishnah quite. The halacha follows like the Tana Rabbi Nassan, who was sometimes in the early stages of Bar Pluksa with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he was known to be especially good in terms of Dine Momos as a Dayan. He dug to the depths of the halacha and understood it, and he said, no, the way it works is, and this is the halacha, if it's exactly 1/6, so then it's true that the person who got overcharged or underpaid can get a true up, but he cannot be mevatel, he can't annul the transaction, he can't ask for it to be backseas and undo it. Whereas if it's more than that, if you've passed the threshold of a six, so then indeed, like the Mishnah says, he has his druthers, he could choose. If he wants, he can ask for his money back. If he wants, he can cancel the transaction. Now, the poskim, like the Rambam, also ruled that in truth, the merchant, the salesperson also could undo the transaction if he got the short end of the stick. And there's actually an asymmetry, there's a difference. The person who is holding the merchandise after the sale, meaning we'll call him the buyer, so he just has a limited window, like we said in the previous Mishnah, the amount of time it takes to go and show an expert or his relative and then come back. Since the person who sold the object doesn't have it in his possession anymore, he doesn't want to show it to, and therefore it won't be brought to his attention. If later on, you know, like 3 days later, he realizes, whoa, something went wrong with this trade, I got a very bad deal, it wasn't fair, he indeed could, if it was more than a six, he could ask for it to be undone. Now, the halacha also says that both, there's the possibility of, how many Rishonim learn, is that it's the defrauded person who can ask either for his money back or to cancel the sale altogether. In that scenario, so if he's demanding his money back, so many Rishonim learn at that point, the merchant who sold him the goods can say, no, I'm not giving you money back, but I will undo the transaction. So, meaning the merchant could also elect to annul the transaction and just undo it, provided that it's according to most Rishonim, provided that he can't initiate the cancellation, but he could demand a cancellation if his alternative is to have to make, give back the profit that he made on the deal.